What is it like to be a father? What is fatherhood? Having been a dad of two girls, this has become even more apparent, or at least the thought popping in the conversation around it's become more apparent, more jarring, if you want to put it that way. And in light of the public holiday and the celebrations, particularly in South Africa, we have Youth Day and Father's Day on the same day. I thought to add, to contribute to this amazing topic by talking about what it's been to be a father through the lens of lessons my dad taught me. Because I am a father, and in part, my learnings, me showing up is a result of my dad and how he's shown up for us. And so today, the title of this podcast episode is called A Father is Not a Dad, but a Dad is a Father. So welcome to Things We Learn on a Monday Morning, a podcast where I talk about my learnings and learnings of my friends, and just want to share it with you, and hopefully you find it interesting, and hopefully you find it impactful, and maybe alters your trajectory on your life. So yeah, hope you enjoy this episode. What is it to be a father? It's not just the babies that you and your wife conceive. It's not just about sex. It's not just about being part of the process of creating this amazing entity, this amazing being that comes into life. And it's also not just about giving money once they're born to ensure that they have the necessities and all the things that they need. Being a father is so much more. And stats have proven that when fathers are absent, the realities of the child and the children go a particular way, and not the favorable way. When a father is present in the home but absent of mind, it serves as the same outcome, is that, yes, my dad's warm body is here, but he's personally not present in the space. And that's something it was never modeled to me, and something I choose not to model to my kids. I choose, and it's an active decision, because life does get hectic, to be present in the lives of my kids, particularly in those formative moments when they get to see me and I get and then they learn things for the first time, and they discover new ideas and concepts, and they learn for the first time. I want to be there, and I want them to know that I am present. We, as the parents, Michelle and I, we are present. And it's just so exciting to be that and to hear them for the first time. Oh, dad, I learned this thing. Oh, dad, here's my song. Here's our song. And that's the funny thing that we do at church, or we're in the car, and the air song that we've danced to and sung to. Like, dad, that's our song. And it always warms my heart, because it's something that we shared, and it's not a song that I've written or created, but just something, it's a moment that we shared and it's become our song. And they argue to the tooth and nail with other people. That's our song. And that for me is always fun. But being a dad, most of all, is about being present. And that's something which I have of high value. It's high up on the list. Besides all providing and being that sort of support, but being present. So the three things I've learned from my dad, which served me in good, these are three of the things. So there's many more things I've learned, but these three things in particular is what I want to highlight to you and share. And hopefully you find it impactful.
One more time. Welcome to the hairdresser. And you, oh gosh, you also want to be here. Yes. So cheese, so cheese, so cheese, so cheese, so cheese.
Number one is the power of network. Being able to have a strong network of people that you can call on, that you've built over time, is important. And that is for various reasons, whether it be for actual work or things you need to get done, or just a network of people that you know that you're able to connect with, and you're able to connect other people to in their time of need, is vitally, vitally important. My dad has a wealth of knowledge, and he has a wealth of network. A network of people. His network is quite big, and he's able to engage with people. So a lot of people know him. And it's based off the things that he's done, based off the things like playing in a band, playing around in different spaces, different churches. So that he traveled a bit. Things like church, things like just family connection. Like, the world was a lot different back in the day. People actually went to visit people and they connected with people and did stuff. Nowadays, things are slightly different. But my dad has a wealth of network. And so when a car breaks down, okay, you can call someone who knows someone who's able to connect, and then boom, we can get things sorted. So having a network is important. And how that applied to my life now is that I learned the power of building a network and going to events, going to connect with people, and even in a small way, not with intention of to use them later, but just to connect. Because you never know the power of your interaction and how it can impact people's lives. That's the number one, but also how it can serve you in good stead later on. So the power of building a network and the power of a network is vitally, vitally important. The second thing I learned from my dad is the power of serving. And that ties in with the power of network, I guess, is that never stop serving people. And in the sense of serving, and it's probably a trigger word for many people, when they hear the word serving, they panic, because serving, they think, not subjugation, they think being submissive to someone else, but in fact, there's a power in serving that you empower people to achieve what they need to achieve. Whatever they set out to do, a goal, a destiny, a plan, whatever, a task. But you, as you empower them, as you begin to serve them, there's just something beautiful about that. And like I said, there is reciprocation, or there is a return on investment. But the intended purpose of serving is never to get an in return, but it's just to see someone come to fruition. So my dad has always had that ability or that desire and bent towards serving people. And help many a people in their careers, help many a people, sometimes to his detriment, but built that it was intrinsic inside of him to help other people. And that's just something which I know is part of my DNA, and comes from my mom's side as well, that desire to help see people flourish. Those that have a dream and a passion, we can put things together, we can apply our skill set and our resources to achieve the goal. And there's something about seeing that come to fruition, which is such a powerful, it's a powerful experience and a powerful thing to be part of, that you're part of history, part of building someone's history. And that's something I'm passionate about. Within the businesses that I run, within serving a church, in that leadership function, within the creative arts ministry, it's just being able to see when someone's light gets switched on by them achieving something that they never thought they could, it's such a powerful experience and a powerful moment, which I enjoy being part of and helping people serve in that space. So the power of serving.
Okay, one more time. No, Mega, one more time.
Thirdly, it's one of the most powerful ones, I think, out of all the three that I mentioned today, is that it's never too late to go after your dreams. And my dad is a qualified orthotist prosthetist, in other words, building prosthetic legs and insoles and all that stuff. I mean, when he had his practice, we were building that, building the prosthetic legs. I used to enjoy playing with him, and the crutches, enjoying playing with him. And it also helped him fold the foam insoles with plaster of Paris, and then build the insoles for the shoes for people who's flat feet and that type of stuff. So quite a learning, quite an exciting journey. And so he's qualified in that space. Always played music, but because of life, and I had to shift a few things around. As the practice closed down, he was able to then, at an older age, at a mature age, shift and go play music and pursue that side of the passion and the dream and the goal. And yes, I mean, I had my mom's support, but yes, there was that side. And so one could always make the argument, why, how can you? You have a family, also you mature, but yet you choose to shift gears to and still go after and play music. Having sat under the tutelage of many great South African guitarists and learning from them and following that and pursuing that, and in fact, achieving the awards, particularly for his albums, recognized around the world. So if he had not had the passion or the drive to make the shift to go after these dreams, then the accolades of the fruits of his labor, the fruits of the field, if you want to put it that way, the accolades that he achieved and received would not have come to fruition. It would always be a regret or a thought and an idea. Whereas if he actually shifted like he did, he's able to achieve what he's achieved thus far, and who knows what he could achieve going forward. I mean, I apply that in my space, is that if I followed through on doing the 9 to 5, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, because technically I'm now working well beyond the 9 to 5 with all the entities I'm involved in. But I, from a very early age, pursuing the things that I felt God has called me to, in spite of, and including the challenges that come with it. But I was brave enough to do it. And I find myself in this situation now where I'm able to engage in talking to you with podcasts and being the head of creative arts at my church and expressing musicality and creativity in that space, audio editing and video content creation in this space, teaching and training and equipping in the NPC space with the NPC called GK Consortium, which is in the background. We actually had our first client, Stellenbosch University. So you got that. Also me, I was at the time of this recording, it was last week, where I spoke about podcasting in the NPC space at the International Fundraising Conference here in Cape Town, the Cape Town Pop-Up, with amazing NGOs, NPCs, and all in the NGO space, coming into one room, learning from these amazing thought leaders and forerunners in that space. And how do you generate wealth and resources and fundraising in the NPO space? Because as the landscape has changed. So I've got to chat about that. So if I was not brave enough to follow my dreams of creating music and ministry, I would not find myself in the space now. I would still be dreaming about the possibilities of what could have been. So, yeah. So lessons from my dad. So I was fortunate enough to see it, even though there may be some crossover, but I was fortunate enough to see it. And witnesses in other father figures in my life that through their bravery built a foundation for me to then take the step to go forward. So never too late to go after your dreams. And there's actually a video clip I want to play alongside this, this episode, which is from the movie The Pursuit of Happiness, where Will Smith talks to his son. And it's an amazing clip. I just want you to take a listen to it.
Hey, don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. Not even me. All right?
All right.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves, they want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
So what was powerful about that clip is, in the context of the film, Pursuit of Happiness, Will Smith was still selling this medical device to the... He's a rep trying to go on to different pharmaceutical companies, different doctor's offices, to sell this particular product, and he had his son with him, and it was just a sequence of events which just made it tough for him in that day. And they were at the basketball court, and obviously his son, they were probably shooting some hoops, and he got frustrated, and he realized, he caught himself superimposing what was placed on him onto his son. And that's why what was powerful is that he says, don't let anyone tell you you can't do something, even me. says there's sometimes in the life as a father, as a parent, that we recognize that we become the voices of the people that we went against when we were faced with the same the challenge of whether we go after our dreams or not. And I found it so powerful is that as a father, it will woke up to that thought process. And I have to catch myself going forward with my goals that I'm able to spur them on and provide enough of the resources and the support for them to pursue what they want to pursue, try, fail, and eventually succeed, whatever that looks like. But I have the important role as a father to be present, not to stifle, but to help open up their minds to dream of the possibilities of what if. And I have a responsibility as a father to live in that what if. The unknown, embrace the mystery and the wonder of what is possible. Because if we don't, if we apply the safe approach, if we apply the staying on the shoreline, that mentality and way of life passes on to them. And they never risk for anything. They'll never go after anything that they potentially dream about because my father kept it safe. He told us to stay safe. Don't pursue, don't push out. Imagine how many inventions would not have been made if we had listened to the voices of our father. And in this case, I'm saying fathers, but it could be anyone else. And so that's important. My encouragement to you out of all of this craziness and out of this message and of this podcast episode is that don't just be a father, be a dad. Now, the reason why I changed, I'm going to lift my chair a little bit because the chair keeps dropping. The reason why I titled the podcast this is because fathers, usually a term which can be very sterile, very stoic, if I want to put it that way, but dad seems more playful, more intimate, more connected. And father meets the basics of the resources, the finance, and covers the basics of what needs to be done. But a dad is fully immersed in the lives of their kids. And that's what I encourage you as dads and as parents to do. Be a dad, not just a father. So, yes, being a father. Fathers, and I'll reiterate this, a father is not a dad, but a dad is a father.